Title: Sliced MIDI Break Workflows for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. All right, let's get into one of the fastest ways to inject real 90s rave and jungle DNA into a modern drum and bass drum section. Sliced MIDI Break Workflows in Ableton Live. This lesson is advanced, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around warping, drum racks, and basic drum programming. What we're doing here is building a repeatable system where the break stays alive and dirty, but your drums still hit with modern consistency. Think old record movement on top, new school punch underneath. And then we'll do the truly classic move. We sample our own drums and rechop them so it stops sounding like a tutorial and starts sounding like a signature. Let's set the target tempo first. Put your project somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. I like 172 as a starting point because it's forgiving. Now create four tracks, two audio tracks, one called Break RAW and one called Break Resample. Two MIDI tracks, Break Slices Rack and Drum Reinforce One Shots. Quick teacher note, this track layout is not bureaucracy, it's discipline. The faster you can slash B raw break character versus processed and reinforced drums, the faster you'll make good decisions. Step 1. Choose a break and warp it correctly. Drag your break into Break RAW. Go into Clip View and turn Warp on. Ableton will guess the tempo. Don't trust it blindly. Verify by ear. Find the real first downbeat. Not sort of the start. The actual moment the phrase starts. Then right-click and choose Warp from here. Straight. Now set Warp Mode to Beats. Preserve should be on Transients. Turn Transient Loop Mode off. Set the envelope somewhere around 35 to 60 as a starting range. Here's the big warning. Don't over-straighten. Jungle breaks have push and pull baked in. If you obsessively lock every transient to the grid, you'll get a perfectly timed loop that feels like it lost its soul. You want it stable enough to loop, but alive enough to argue with the grid a little. Step 2. Consolidate to a clean loop for slicing. Find a clean 1-bar or 2-bar region. For drum and bass, 2 bars often feels more real, because the variation usually resolves over that phrase length. Set your loop braces precisely, then consolidate with Command or Control J. Now you've got a clean, self-contained clip that will slice consistently. Step 3. Slice to MIDI with the right settings for rave flavor. Right-click your consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Create one slice per transient, and use the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Default is totally fine. Ableton will generate a drum rack full of samplers, one per slice, and a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. Immediate sanity check. Press play. If it sounds wildly off time, do not start fixing MIDI yet. That's how people waste an hour. Go back and fix your warp markers and loop length first. Sliced MIDI is only as good as the warping you feed it. Step 4. Turn the sliced break into a playable instrument. This is where advanced workflows separate from random chop piles. Open the drum rack, and before you write new patterns, give the kit rules. I want you to think in three roles: anchors, ghosts, and spice. Anchors are your most reliable kickish and snareish slices, the ones that translate every time. Ghosts are the noisy drags, hat ticks, little room bits, and bleed. Spice is the weird stuff. Claps, rim fragments, ride barks, vinyl grit. That one ugly hit that somehow makes it feel real. Rename keypads with simple labels, K1, S1, H1, Ghost, Fill, things like that. This sounds boring, but it speeds up decision-making massively when you're deep in arrangement. Now set choke groups. Go into the simpler on your open hat-ish or ride-ish slices and put them into a choke group, like group 1. If you've got noisy tails that build up, choke those too, maybe group 2. Why this matters? Breaks weren't designed to be re-triggered polyphonically like a synth. Without chokes, you get this washy pileup that kills punch and makes your groove feel like it's underwater. Next, clean up tails and clicks fast. In each simpler, turn on snap, then nudge the start point slightly if there's a click. If a slice rings too long, shorten decay. If you still get clicks, add a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Tiny. Surgical. Break editing is mostly small fixes that prevent big mix problems later. And here's a powerful move when you know you're reinforcing with one-shots. On your snare-ish break pads, add a little filter inside simpler. High pass higher than you think, often around 120 to 250 Hz. Let the one-shot own the body. Let the break slice own the texture and the room. Step 5. Build the core two-step or roller pattern while keeping the break's DNA. Start from the generated MIDI clip. Duplicate it into a new 2-bar clip and name it Drop Core. Now lock in the backbone, Classic drum and bass usually wants the main snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep that consistent, even if you change everything else. That's your anchor. For a roller feel, don't replace the break with clean programmed hats. Pull hat movement from the slices. Keep some of the original ghost notes. The whole point is that the little mistakes and bleed create the illusion of speed and urgency. Now add controlled variation. Use MIDI note probability on ghost slices. For ghost hats, try 30 to 60% probability. For ghost snares or drags, try 15 to 35%. You'll get variation that feels like old edits, not like a perfectly repeating loop. And a more advanced timing trick. Instead of global swing, do micro swing manually. Nudge hat-ish ghost notes late by 3 to 10 milliseconds. Then nudge snare drags and some ghosts slightly early, like 2 to 6 milliseconds. That creates that classic sensation of the break fighting the grid, without making your kicks feel lazy. Step 6. Layer modern punch under the break without killing the vibe. On drum reinforce one shots, load a drum rack with a clean, short kick and a snare that has crack plus body. Add a hat or a ride if you need it, but keep it minimal. Now copy the key hit positions from your break MIDI. Don't copy everything. You usually want just the main kick and snare placements. The break track handles character, ghosting, and texture. The reinforcement track handles consistency. Here's the coaching point that will save your mix. Pick one reference for timing and phase, then commit. Either the one-shot snare is the truth, meaning it stays grid-stable and you nudge break slices around it for feel, or the break snare is the truth, meaning the one-shot follows the break's micro-timing with tiny nudges. Do not mix the rules randomly across the phrase, because that's how you get sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. Also keep reinforcement quieter than you think at first. If the reinforcement dominates, your groove stops sounding like a break-driven beat. A good rule, let the break be messy, let the one-shots be the anchor. Step 7. Processing chains with stock devices that go from 90s to modern. On the break slices track, start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15, transients plus 5 to plus 20 for sap. Boom is optional, but be careful because it can blur the low end fast. Then a saturator on analog clip. 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. That's your rave edge foundation. Then EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. A gentle dip in the 200 to 350 region if it's muddy, and a small lift in the 3 to 7K area if you need presence. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere in the 0.1 to 0.3 second range, ratio 2 to 1, maybe 4 to 1 if you're going aggressive. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Wear gluing, not flattening. Optional grime, redux, extremely subtle. Downsample maybe 2 to 8%. And minimal bit reduction if any. The goal is a crunchy edge, not destroyed transients. On the reinforcement one shots, keep it tighter and cleaner. EQ to protect the fundamental, gentle saturation and drum bus if you want a bit of shape, but don't overglue the one shots. They need to punch. Now step 8 is the big one, resample and reach up. This is where it becomes authentic. Route both drum tracks into a drum bus group. Then on break resample, set input to resampling, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of your groove playing. Now listen back and pick the best 2 bar moments. Consolidate them. Then slice that resampled audio again. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Try transient slicing, and also try slicing by 16th notes for a more machine-chopped vibe. This is the cheat code. You're no longer editing the original break. You're editing your own processed, layered, glued, distorted drum output like it's a piece of sampled history. That's the 90s workflow, just faster and cleaner. A nice extra option here, take that resample layer and make it behave like a bad sampler. Make it mono, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, add touch of redux only on that layer, and blend it quietly under the main drums. You get ear accurate grit without ruining your low end. Step 9, arrangement ideas for a rolling drop. Let's think in a 64 bar drop structure. Bars 1 to 16, establish the core groove. Don't overcomplicate it, let the listener lock in. Bars 17 to 32, add extra ghost slices, and drop a small fill around bar 24. Bars 33 to 48, swap to an alternate slice set, maybe a different snare slice with more room, or different hat slices. Bars 49 to 64, tension and turnaround. Remove the kick for one bar, and a break fill using slices, then crash and sub drop back in. Micro variation rule. Every 8 bars, change one thing. One snare slice swap. One tiny hat stutter. Reverse one slice. One intentional signature error you repeat every 8 bars, like a slightly late hat or a clipped snare. That's how it starts to feel like it came from a specific source, not from a generic rack. If you want fast variation, without rewriting patterns, do call and response clips. Duplicate your core 2-bar MIDI clip into clip A and clip B. Clip A is mostly anchors with a few ghosts. Clip B uses the same anchors, but swaps only ghost and drag pads. Alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. Your backbone stays stable, but your ear hears a new edit. And if you want controlled chaos, do it in session view. Make 6 to 10 1-bar MIDI clips using the same rack. Set follow actions so it repeats a couple times, then goes to next, with occasional random. Record the output into arrangement. That's a very readable non-repeating edit technique, but it still sounds like one coherent kit. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. First, warping the break too hard. You'll kill the record feel. Second, slicing without checking tails. Fix start points, decay, and chokes. Third, no choke groups. Your top end turns into a wash and the bounce disappears. Fourth, layering one shots too loud. The break becomes decoration instead of the vibe. Fifth, overcompressing the break rack. Too much glue and limiting smear snares and makes the groove pump in a modern, unnatural way. Now a quick 20 to 30 minute practice run you can do today. Pick one break, warp it lightly and consolidate a 2-bar loop. Slice to MIDI by transient. Build a 16-bar drop with a core 2-step, at least 3 ghost variations using probability, and 1 1-bar fill using only slices. Add kick and snare reinforcement. Resample 8 bars, slice the resample, and replace exactly one element in your original groove with a slice from the resample. Export a 16-bar drum-only loop that rolls, varies, and feels ravey. If it doesn't make you want to pull a bass line under it immediately, go back and adjust your tails policy. Decide early. Tight rave edits with short decays or roomy jungle with tails preserved but controlled by chokes. Don't drift between the two. Final recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.